At the Top of the World. Harrison Curdlow and his party, along with the indispensable Sherpa, who was somehow immunized from the vertigo, had reached the staging area just a few thousand K shy of the summit. Spent but euphoric, they knew that their bodies demanded acclimation of at least 48 hours. Nevertheless, as though in a virtual world of their own, already planning was underway for the precise pathway for cresting the precipice bested by only a handful of persons in the world. It seemed that all the preparation, the man-made rock-climbing walls, while felt silly at the time, had paid off. All were inspired and knew that they owed it to old Harry's pluck. He was, after all, the oldest of the group by far, having actually known Hillary of, quote, because it's their fame and glory. And now it was there, his turn to shine, and having boldly pursued a route unsuccessfully attempted for years by others, it had to work. All the plotting, all the precise engineering that had gone into the undertaking gave off a feeling that was virtually emboldening. Finally, the 2 days passed. The fellows refreshed and rearing like enclosed steeds ready to race, they had set out. According to the course plotted, all was going swimmingly when, without warning, a deafening crashing sound. Harry looked up, his goggles askew. Oh, blast, Susie, now look what you've done. Harry's 5-year-old daughter had unplugged the PlayStation 2. They would have to reset and start all over.